I find it interesting that after the death of Jesus and the disciples having spent 3 years with him, seeing him performing all kinds of miracles, that they should have returned to what they did before they met Jesus. They went back to their trade of fishing. H.B. Morton describes the scene he observed on the Sea of Tiberias. He saw two men fishing on the lake. One had waded from the shore and was casting a bell net into the water, but repeatedly the net came up empty. The man on the shore shouted to him to fling the net to the left, which he did. This time he was successful. The man with the net had to rely on the advice of someone on the shore who told him to cast either to the left or right, because in the clear waters he could often see a shoal of fish, which was invisible to the man in the water. Jesus was doing just that, and indeed it's what fishermen still do today. Perhaps in the early light of day, the disciple fishermen didn't recognise Jesus, and when Peter realised it was Jesus, his reaction was immediate. He jumped into the water and waded towards where Jesus was. And Peter wanted to be there. He was followed by the other disciple fishermen in the boat. Inevitably, even the disciples had found reports of the resurrection hard to take in. But this account of Jesus cooking breakfast confirmed to them that the resurrection was true. No ghost, no vision goes around cooking breakfast. So without doubt, this appearance was to reassure the disciples that the resurrection was true. When they had had the breakfast that Jesus had cooked for them, it was time for Peter to be asked by Jesus if he loved him. Though Peter readily answered Jesus, confirming his love, Jesus, ever the master psychologist, challenges Peter not once, but three times. Jesus was giving Peter the chance to redeem each of the three times he had denied Jesus. And what's more, Peter must have known why Jesus was asking him three times. Perhaps that's why the Bible says Peter was hurt by being asked three times. No one likes to be reminded of their failures, and Peter was no exception. He admitted he knew that Jesus knew all things. But allow me to expand the passage a little further, please. Let's remember that Jesus had met these disciples when they were doing what was very familiar to them. They were fishing. Jesus had said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." But now he says to Peter, "Feed my sheep." If I'd been Peter, I might have been tempted to say, "Look, Lord, I'm a fisherman. I don't know anything about sheep." But I think Jesus deliberately changed the comment to challenge Peter that life for him in the future was going to be different to his previous life. There is a world of difference in the analogy between fish and sheep. In other words, although Peter had willingly accepted the invitation of Jesus to be a fisher of men, now, despite Peter's denial, Jesus was not only restoring him, he was adding another dimension, another task in the kind of life Peter was to lead. He wasn't just to be a person who followed Jesus and witnessed to others to win a person for Jesus. He was also to ensure that those people who Peter had led to Jesus were being fed. He was to share his experience of being with Jesus. Peter was to feed the new followers of Jesus, just as he himself had been fed by Jesus. "Feed my sheep," said Jesus. In today's world, the task God sometimes calls us to accept may be different to what we might feel we are cut out to accomplish. Sometimes God calls us out of our comfort zone. But it's not always that God wants us to stop doing what we are doing and to do something else. It's that God adds to what we are doing. Speaking personally and looking back, I can now see how God has used in my ministry every role in which I have been involved. Although at the time, I haven't always seen how or why God would need that particular experience he would want me to use for him. Jesus wanted Peter not only to fish for men, he wanted Peter to continue ministering to them once they had received Jesus into their hearts. Yes, receiving Jesus is for us. We then fish for others, that is, finding others to whom we can witness and lead them into their salvation. And wonderful though that is, it is not the complete ministry. As Peter was instructed, we also have a future role, feeding the sheep, telling others by the way we live, by our enthusiasm for God's word, our love of Jesus, to keep on feeding his sheep. We heard that lovely piece of brass band music, I'll Follow Thee, earlier in the service. But Jesus didn't mean following him was simply going to a place of worship each week, helpful though that would be for us. It's to prepare us to receive from God what we need to enable us to feed God's other sheep. It's not always sharing a sermon with a fellow churchgoer. It's sometimes a simple hand on the shoulder when we see they're facing some difficult situation. It's a quiet word when someone is obviously feeling down. That can be the kind of thing which is an added role we are given. But sometimes God calls us, perhaps by someone's witness, and he uses our personality to develop a quite different role, perhaps one which we may not have considered. We may not have thought we were suitable for such a task. Peter was headstrong. Sometimes he seems to have acted without considering the consequences. But Jesus saw his potential and gave to him one of the most important tasks he could. My words today are ones of challenge, because if I may, can I ask this question of you? If you feel you're being underused for God, would you ask the Holy Spirit to alert you to the added task for which God will empower you? It may be something which you have not considered, but can I encourage you to come before God with an open mind and, having accepted that God gives added roles, will give you an added role that you might use for his glory. As he adds to your role of discipleship, there will be added blessing for you. I'd love to hear of the added ministry God is giving you and what is happening through that added ministry. Tell me that, and you'll be feeding me, one of the sheep of Jesus. God bless you.